have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Welcome to the Just For You podcast. you, Michelle Y. Rice. Listen, I'm excited you are with us again another week to join in on another podcast in the Lord, because it's just for you. Hi, this is your host again. I am excited about you being here. We want to send a shout out to all of the listeners listening in on today, to our producer, Kimmy, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, and to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., our family. And we want you to know we're grateful, 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 grateful to be here. I don't know about you, but listen, just to be able to breathe. Today, my worship song was Breathe. Today, by our brother Jonathan McReynolds. Listen, it's a blessing to have breath that we can go forth in the Lord. So let us keep that in mind as we journey forward in all God wants to do on today. Listen, if this is your first time listening in to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio, I want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is truly all about. Hallelujah. The Just For You podcast is designed, hallelujah, to encourage you, empower you, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, and marketplace. Listen, that is truly what Just For You is all about. Let me ask a question before we begin. When is the last time that you served? I want you to hang on to that as we go through our lesson on today. We can't do anything without our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Will you join me as we pray to begin the podcast so that we can go into what God has given us on today to share? Amen. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you for another day. Thank you for every listener. Thank you for those that are listening live or on the replay. Thank you for our guest on today, the Jackson family. Thank you, oh God, for our producer, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, our Elation family. Thank you, oh God, for everything you want to do for our families, our friends, our loved ones. We lay all of our burdens down, and we ask, oh God, that you hear our prayer. Listen attentively to our prayers, oh God, as we lift our request unto you. Lord, we ask that you save on today, that you heal on today, that you deliver on today. Whatever it is that you'd like to do, we give you full permission to have your divine will and way. Forgive us all of our sins, and we forgive others, O God, and allow us to hear a rhema word. Speak to us, O God, today, that we may be able to hear and know what it is that your ask of us all on today. Bless this family that is serving you, ministering, and touring for your goodness and your glory. Father, may the prayer be of all serving, that you be glorified in what you have given us all to do. Lead, guide, and direct us, and we will give you, God, all the glory. Have your way in this podcast, and we thank you forevermore. In the mighty name of our elder brother Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. We are excited today. We're going to be talking about, for a few moments, The family that prays, hallelujah, the family that prays. Remember that in the beginning I asked a question, and the question was, when was the last time you served? I want you to know, in order to pray, you must have a servant heart and mentality. What does it mean? It means to humble yourself, to put yourself in a position of understanding God is all. And we need to understand that so that what we ask for, it lines up with what his will is for our lives. It's important to not just ask for anything. Sometimes we believe that we've been taught it is good to ask God for what we want. But can you understand that the word teaches us what we need? So we're going to study briefly today from Ephesians 6 as we talk about the family that prays. You cannot pray if you don't have an understanding of who you're praying to. In our Christian faith, we believe that our Abba Father is our Father, and we believe our elder brother is Jesus, and we understand that there is power in the name of Jesus. If you will, grab your Bibles, get your phones, get your tablets, whatever you use to study, as we go forth in this brief word, our exhortation. Ephesians 6, we're going to read it. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. What is it telling us? Children must go back to doing what the word of God says. It is a commandment to train our children, as we were here. It is something when you are a believer of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that when we accept him into our life, and Abba Father is our Heavenly Father, that we must teach our children to obey their parents. Why do you believe this passage starts with the word obey? Because it is through obedience that the blessings come upon our life. Hallelujah. It says out of the father and mother. I've heard people say in the Lord. The Bible says honor thy mother, thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Uh-oh, stepping on some toes here. Well, maybe they didn't raise me. Maybe they didn't do me right. Maybe the Bible says honor thy father and mother. That means there are times we've got to pray for those that did not do us well. We've got to ask God to give us wisdom how to help them in a better place. Listen, we can't be saved asking God for everything good for us and see someone struggling and not have the heart to pray. And if you can't pray for them, this is what the body of Christ is about, that we learn to pray. Did you know that the body of Christ is a family? And that family prays. Let's keep going. 3, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. What is that saying? As the head of the household, as the man, as the leader, as the priest, as the king of the home, you are not to provoke your children to wrath. Get on their nerves. Push them to do things they're not to do because they're angry. But bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Teach them who he is, his ways. Why is all of this important? Because before you pray, you need to understand what the household is to be like. We need to understand how it is to be governed. I know what you're saying. Well, maybe there's no husband in my house. Maybe there's no man that is the leader of my home. I want you to know that the Lord is your husband, man, when you come into the body of Christ. He is your provider. He is your help. He is everything you need. He will send help, hallelujah, if we ask. He will give us strength and help us to understand that the word still works and is relevant today. 5, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of your heart as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleases, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men. What does that mean? Don't treat people like they treat you when they anger you. You love them into repentance. Love them into a place. Why is that important in a family? Because we can heal greater when we learn to love one another in the spirit of doing good. Hallelujah. And doing service. When is the last time you served? When is the last time someone in your house understood that you cared about them outside the realm of being in the church house? When is the last time that they received a warm hug, or they received you going to get them something without you them asking you, or them just understanding the ability to have love and patience and joy in the home? Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, God. Woo. 8, knowing that whatsoever good thing that any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect of persons with him. Now, you want to know how you come to the Lord as a family in prayer? Let me help you understand. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, against COVID-19, against debt, against problems, against family issues, against things that weigh us down. Hallelujah. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Stop right there. You mean to tell me I have to dress for prayer? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, young lady. Yes, young man. It is important to understand, to get in revelant word through to God in our asking, that we pray in accordance to the word of God. These principles help us to live a solid life in him. Hallelujah. He's telling us what to put on, right? He said, have your loins girt with truth. Don't sit there and lie to God. Say, Lord, I need you to cleanse me, heal me. This is why forgiveness is important amongst God, in our families, in our communities, in our churches, that we may be right with the Lord. Put on the right breastplate of righteousness. Be right. Do the right thing. Show righteousness, hallelujah, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Let me read it again. Above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. What does that mean? That means when I am praying, and praying specifically the word of God, not my emotions, not my feelings. I'm crying out to him. I'm asking him to heal, to help, to deliver, to strengthen, help my family Do you know, wives, we are to pray for our husbands. If you're not married, pray for your household. There is no exemption when it comes to prayer. Whoever, wherever, whatever your household consists of, we pray. We ask God to heal, to deliver, to cover. We ask him to be what needs to be in our households. As we ask him, he comes in. He is a gentleman. He will not force himself upon anybody, but he will teach us that if we come to him in this manner, we can see the manifestation of the family that prays. Because we have faith. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I dare you to get a list with your family on today and all the things that you think may be a concern or an issue, all the things you feel may seem to be out of control. I need you to write them down, and where two or three are gathered in his name, he shall be in the midst. And I want you to see him work those things out. Why? Because we have not, because we ask not. A family that prays doesn't just pray just for themselves. They pray overall for their entire family, those that live with them, those that are extended out. The family that covers sees the hand of God upon their family. They see the answers to their prayer. Maybe little Jimmy needed a job. And God, you know you're the only one that can help him get the job. We put that on the list. Maybe there's a bill due. And we say, Lord, we know you're going to make manifest the money needed for this bill. We put that on the list. Lord, you know so-and-so isn't saved. Lord, would you save them? We put that on the list. What am I saying? That when we begin to pray that which we believe for our families, we shall see those things come to pass. Hallelujah. And the word goes on to tell us, after taking the shield of faith and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Why is the helmet of salvation? Because our minds have to be right. They have to fall in line with his will and his purpose. It must be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We cannot be conformed to what we see all around us. We can't just live any old kind of way when we come into the family of God, when we are living as believers in our homes. We have to ask God to heal, to cleanse, to deliver, and that he may be glorified in our homes. The Bible says, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You should have a word nigh at all times. The Bible then tells us, praying always. Not some of the time, not when we feel like it, not on the next day, but he said, praying all the word of God says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Listen, this is Paul telling us, I need you to understand, when it comes to your family reunions, they're just not enough. We need more besides us getting together once a year. We need more in our everyday lives. I don't know about you, but we had some grandmas that prayed, that kept the family, some grandpas that prayed, that bowed their heads to the Lord. These families extended out to their children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, that today those children know their God. Can you say 10 to 15 years from now, when your children are good and grown, when they have their children, that they'll still call on the name of the Lord as you called on the name of the Lord? Family that prays. Listen, out of all we can leave, give, and help our children with, our faith our belief in our God should be throughout our generations. This is what keeps our family strong. This is what keeps us in one accord. And as long as we continue in that which we understand the word teaches us, then we will see the hand of God move in our families. I don't know what your family is believing God for today. We recognize families are made up of all types of people. It's not traditionally and always mothers and fathers. You have siblings that have to raise children, aunts and uncles, grandparents. You have various people that can really allow to be a family. But can I say this? When our faith is strong and solid as a family, when we pray, we have the privilege and the honor of seeing him work out all of our situations. I understand it's complex in this world. I understand there are many religions. I can testify what our God has done. I've seen him do it. I've watched our families be healed. I've seen it in my own household, where my husband got out of a wheelchair and shouted, holding the door now, y'all better hear me. What is it God can't do when we come to him believing in faith, accepting him as the Lord of our life, and following the word that we may not sin against him? Christmas comes every year. Some trees are filled from one end of the house to the other. But can I ask you, up under the tree, what is the most important gift? And if it's wrapped up, how long will it last? I'm not saying don't give a gift. What I am saying is make sure the gift you give lasts long beyond you, and that heaven will identify who your family is because it hears your family's voice. As pastors, as leaders, praying is not just in the church. Every home, every member, every person, every believer should be taught to pray in the home. Home is where your sanctuary is for God, outside your home church. Place where you rest. It's the place where you grow. It is the place the family bonds. And as believers, that is the place you want to pray in as well. I pray today that we'll take note of that. There are families that pray, and then there are some that never pray. There are some that forget to pray. But wherever you are, and whatever God is doing in your life, don't forget about him. And teach your children, grandchildren, and the generations down the road that the faith is strong enough in your mouth that those generations will know you, even if they never met you. True personal story. We have a niece that was born that looks exactly like our mother. She has ways from both of her families. But here's the thing. When we see her, we remember a mother that prayed. And when we see her, we remind her of the God that we all serve. And she is humble and a blessing, but she's got to grow up in a world where when we're not around to make decisions, there's going to be a time when your children are going to have to make decisions when you're not around. I promise you, the family that prays will always see the hand of God move. Trust him on today. And make it your business to make prayer a priority in your home. I pray this week's exhortation has been a blessing and a help to you. I pray that it will encourage, empower you to continue to run on and be all that God created you to be. And we're thankful that you could hear and study together. On today, we have a very special guest or a family with us on today, if you will, that will share their story with you. As we've been talking about a family that prays, I believe this family prays because God's hand is truly on them. We're talking about none other than the Jackson family. I tell you, when I saw a video of a beautiful child that was worshiping and praising God, I said, who is this baby? And I began to dig a little deeper, and I'm so grateful I did, because what a blessing it is to know not only is she anointed and gifted, but her parents are also. Her dad is Emmanuel Jackson. He was born and raised in Baltimore, Maryland, where he is one of 8 children. He graduated with his bachelor's degree in music business technology at Chauhan University in Murfreesboro, North Carolina. He works for the federal government, and he travels the world as a professional saxophonist. He met his wife in college, and she is one of 3 children and has obtained her bachelor's degree in psychology, Christian counseling, and a master's of science in human service counseling, criminal justice, and now in her writing phase of her dissertation for a PhD in education leadership at Liberty University. She also works for the federal government. They've been married for 11 years, and they have a beautiful child that I've been talking about. Her name is Anaya. She's 5 years old, and the meaning of her name means God been gracious. God has been gracious and slash favor. She's a talented, gifted miracle from God. Her parents are going to tell us about her story, but I want you to listen attentively to a family that prays. So I'd like to introduce the psalm and present to others none other than the Jackson family, my brother and sister Emmanuel and Jasmine and Anaya. I know she was a little under the weather. I don't know if she's with us, but welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright.
Hi, how are you?
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Well, listen, we are extremely grateful that you all have time today to be with us. I know that there's so much going on in your family, but for those who don't know you, we've read your bio, but please share with them who you guys are and what is so special about this precious, precious baby, because truly there is a testimony.
Look, I don't even know where to start at. I mean, that powerful exhortation was just fabulous. We're just a small little family in Virginia, and we just really truly love the Lord. I mean, we've been through a lot with our daughter. She's had 5 open heart surgeries where the doctor gave up on her, and it was a time of our faith building. And a time of solidarity with, you know, being with ourselves and really truly pulling on God for answers. You know, when man gives up, we know that there's another way with God. And so we had to literally go through this process. And this process took our faith from, you know, believing, okay, well, the doctors are saying she needs to have this surgery or she needs to do this, to us believing in a God that can do the impossible. And so, you know, like I said, she went through 5 open heart surgeries. They said that she had a rare disease called congenital heart disease, and where she's only born with one ventricle. And so it was just amazing. With her last surgery, they said that they would have had to repair a leaky valve. And the miracle of God, right before they went in to do her final surgery, they saw this leaky valve. But when the surgeon went in, the valve wasn't leaking anymore. So we knew that God performed the surgery. So then, so we have here Nia Jackson that will tell you that she is totally healed by God's divine power.
Well, you know what? It encourages us. Because I know to just hear her sing, you know, I didn't have any idea until I connected with you and found, you know, wow, her story alone is a commitment of what your prayers have done. Had you and your husband, Emmanuel, who we also give honor to with you all, had he not and you not been believers, can we imagine what the story would have been? But because of your faith, just as we just talked about in believing God and trusting him, here you all get married, you're believing God. You didn't even touch upon another major miracle. Tell us what the doctors told you prior to Anaya being born.
Yes, I had this disease called polycystic ovarian syndrome. And when I was in high school, the doctors told me I would never have any kids. And so through our marriage, we were waiting 7 years before we had Anaya. And when I conceived Anaya, the doctors was baffled because they tried to figure out, did I get IVF treatment? And I just looked up and said it was the power of God.
Yes.
And so they were baffled the entire time. I mean, I just didn't have anything else to say. I mean, you know, I didn't get any medication. I wasn't on any medication. You know, I didn't even get any treatment. It was just the power of God. We believed. And God gave us our miracle child 7 years into our marriage.
7, the number of completion, to shut the enemy's mouth, to let him know that our God reigns. And here comes Anaya. And you had the nerve to name her about grace and favor. Listen, if anyone's listening out there for something that is impossible, God has sent before you a family that prayed together, believed him, and saw the hand of God move on their life. And today, the gifts that are within them, they go forth in the Lord. So talk to us about, you're married, you have this beautiful child. Tell us about how the ministry came about of Emmanuel, your husband, as well as your daughter, that sing together and all that you guys do. How did that all come about?
Well, I'll say, hello, how are you doing?
How are you, my brother? Thank you for joining us.
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. Thank you for having us. So basically, my wife and I, we both come from musical backgrounds. My family, we did a bunch of stuff singing and stuff growing up, and I played a bunch of instruments. My wife, she sings, and she was always involved in church choir. And when we met in college, I happened to be the director of the gospel choir. So she was in the soprano. So once I laid my eyes on her, I said, they got to be my wife. They got to be my wife. So, but fast forward, once she became pregnant with our daughter, I was always ministering in the church, so I would always play my instrument around the house, and my wife would come to rehearsals, and I would be playing my instrument. We would be singing, making a joyful noise. My wife was also in the choir as well. So once my daughter was born, it just seemed like she came out of the womb with natural gifts of music. Once she was 1 year old, she started singing, and she would pick up the tunes, and even up now, when I'm training her on different things, playing piano, I'll play it one time and she'll get it, or I'll sing a part and she'll be able to pick up immediately. So it's just like God exactly gifted her with the music, and she's a prodigy. Like, it's just amazing when I sit back and I watch her around the house just pick up different things, and I'm not even playing or I'm not even doing anything musically, and she takes it on herself. She has her own initiative to practice, and she's hard on herself. She wants to have everything perfect, and it's just like, wow, God, you've really given us a musical prodigy. Like, it's amazing how God has really orchestrated this whole thing.
Wow. You know, I was really, really blessed with you all. I had to show it to my husband. You all blessed us so much. I watched the videos, but your tribute to fathers was such an amazing blessing to watch you all sing, just the two of us. And as you were playing, to hear her sing was such joy. And when I hear you said she had 5 open heart surgeries, my God, and God preserved her. And to see the joy that this baby has when she sings, you know it's of God. And I honor you all for the raising that you've given her, the admonition of the Lord that you've taught her, because whether anybody would ever know you all personally or not, to see that, you know there's a God that is in your lives, and I honor that in you all. And I want you all to know that it's such a blessing seeing how your family operates. So you mean to tell me, my brother, when you saw my sister, you immediately said, oh, that must be my wife, huh? Because of the gift that God had presented. So what you just told everybody that they should have caught, it is true. He that findeth what? A wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor. And you have a good thing that is with you, your wife. I thank God for you guys. Well, listen, so we've learned that she is 5 years old now, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And how does that all play with her in going to school? Is she homeschooled? Is she in regular school? What? How does that work as her anointing is upon her? Is she able to identify that with the other children? You know, sometimes when you have a very blessed child, some children can't always be in the midst of everybody, if you understand what I mean. So how do you guys handle that with her anointing on her life?
Well, considering that she'll be going to kindergarten, and hopefully where our plan is to push her up to first grade because of how smart she is. However, we do guard her anointing, and we do instill scriptures. You know, with an anointed child going into a public school, it can be challenging at times, specifically because she is a prodigy child. So therefore, we instill scriptures. You know, she asks questions that adults ask, not a normal child asks. So, you know, we guide her in the word. We gird her up with scripture. She can quote scripture. She knows exactly where it comes from in the Bible. So what our plan is to do the first year in public school and then transition her. Considering that I don't believe there is a private school for theater arts for kindergarten, so we're going to transition her if she begins to get in first grade or, you know, second grade to get her into those private institutions.
What would you say to parents, you and Emmanuel, that have children, you're a praying family, what would you say to them when they have a gifted child as to what their role should consistently be for that child, whether they're musically inclined as you, as a family, but to parents in general that have children?
I would say for the parents, the sky is the limit, really. Our job as parents is really to support our child and provide as much guidance as we can to help nurture them and help push them in whatever area that they desire to be in. I mean, at this age, there is a multiplicity of things that she could be doing. So, and the fact of the matter that she's willing to do it, if your child is willing to do it, push them, push them and be relentless in pushing them, because you never know what they will become by pushing them into the areas that they desire to be in. So our daughter, she's into instruments, all kinds of instruments. So every instrument that she says she wants, we make sure that we get it. We have a ukulele, we have a melodica. That's the instrument you play with your mouth, and it's basically like a keyboard or whatever. We have a piano. We have so many different instruments around the house that she just loves to play. So we are supporting her and her dream, and we practice with her constantly with her vocal ability. So as long as, it's random times that she shows us that she's ready to go. So you have to be ready to roll with the punches.
And I would add to that, as a mother, I'm, of course, the mother is the nurturer. I tend to, suffer her even more. Because not only is she gifted in music, you got to watch what she listens to. You got to guard the anointing. You got to be careful of what she's watching, because, these kids, their minds are like sponges. So they're going to go with what they see on YouTube. And I'm like, baby, I know you like that, but that doesn't have any substance. You need to be listening to something that has substance. I don't want to hear about the shoe challenge. We need to be singing about God. You need to have that issue. But then I also make it a distinguish between, okay, this is a time that you pour into God, using your gifts for God, and then this is a time where you can be a child. So I definitely bring that distinguish so that she can still act like a child, a normal child, but also the things that she's anointed and gifted in, that she does perfect those as well.
Amen. Whose idea was it to come up with the videos that you guys do? They are so precious and so sweet. Do you guys culminate on that together and put it together for the watching audience? Because I tell you, you feel like you're a part of, this is the anointing on your family. You feel like that you are a part of the video, just to hear it brings memories of family. When I was listening to just the two of us, because it was a daughter and father, just to think about your family and think about life and just think about so many things. It's such an honor and a blessing. So whose idea was it? Let's start videotaping her. Had you guys always done that, or did you more recently say, we need to really start videotaping her and the gifts that she has?
I had a vision from God. He showed me a vision, and I moved with it. The videos that you also see on Facebook that I also post, she actually has an Instagram, and she went viral on Instagram. Todd Tribbett has posted her reels on his page. It has gotten like 30,400 people that have viewed that video. Even Jabari Johnson that sings it's a fixed fight. I believe it's like 64K viewers as well. So it definitely has been a vision from God, and God has fueled me with ideas of putting her on social media. I did have her page private on Instagram, but God told me to make her public. So when I made her public, the video just went viral.
We did together, my daughter and I, it was for Mother's Day. And it was for the Stevie Wonder song, Isn't She Lovely? And that video went over a million views.
Yeah. That was the first one I saw. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was the very first video.
So then we just kept it going for a little bit. My daughter has recorded numerous videos, and then the particular one that you're referencing about Father's Day, we just thought it would be a good idea, because a lot of times fathers are not really honored in a good way. There's a lot of negativity when it comes around to Father's Day. So we wanted to flip it to make sure that fathers know that, you are necessary for a child, especially in supporting a child, to make sure that they grow up and they be all that they can be. Your presence is important. So to make sure that we show the appreciation for all fathers and make sure that they know that they are important.
What a blessing, because it is true. Men don't always get the respect, the love. And as we talked about, the Bible never said in the Lord. We add that in there. It says honor your mother and father. And we know sometimes things may have been different in some families. Everybody isn't always church. But what we do know is that God, his love still works. It transcends past all of the heartache and the pain that sometimes families can endure. So I think it's such a beautiful thing that you guys are doing and that your family is such a light in this dark world. I admonish you to continue to keep going, keep serving. It truly makes a difference. And for those that don't know where to find these wonderful videos, that may not have heard of where they are, can you give them information how they can contact you guys, as well as for maybe someone's planning an event and they would like for you all to come? Can you give them your contact information and what it is exactly that you are called to do, so that they are aware of why we are talking so highly of you on today?
Amen, amen. You can follow Anaya on at Smiles, S-M-I-L-E-Z underscore Naya, N-I-Y-A-H on Instagram. And if you want to see other videos and you're not technical savvy with Instagram, you can follow Jasmine Jackson on Facebook. And to get in contact with our family for any engagement or any speaking engagements, my husband plays saxophone. You can contact us at E underscore J, J-A-C-K-S-O-N at yahoo.com.
Amen. And you were talking about even professionally for all of you all are professional. I love you so much. And I want you guys to know that I know God has great plans for you. You said that you put these things on Instagram, but I am going to say this to the listening audience. For those of you that know God and know, please lift this family in prayer as God is charging them to do a great work in the land. Not only pray for them, support them. If you see the video, share the videos of Anaya and her dad and all that they are doing, because we say and talk a good game in the Christian faith, amen, but it is high time that we do what we say. And as God leads you, we don't want anybody sharing anything if your heart isn't attached to seeing them be blessed and being all that God has for them. So we encourage you today, please share the videos. Please support the family. Please let them know that you're praying for them, lifting them up as they do this work for the Lord. I also heard you say that our brother, as we know, plays the saxophone. And on today, he's going to give us a short rendition of whatever God puts him on his heart. And we so graciously thank you. It is such a pleasure to talk with you all and to hear what God is doing in your life. Before we go to that, I'd like to ask, are there any upcoming events that you'd like to share with the listening audience?
Not at this time, but I need to make a correction to the email for engagement. The email is actually E. The email is actually E underscore J J A C K S O N, the number 7 at yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you. Well noted. And you know, we have the replay for those who didn't catch it and you didn't have your pen or paper. You can always catch us on the replay to get that information. So my brother, what will you be playing for us on today as we close out the interview?
I'm going to be playing Your Great Name by Todd Delaney, because we know that great things happen when we call the name of Jesus.
Wow. Hallelujah. Well, our ears are open. Take it away.
Mm-hmm. praise God.
From you. My God, today, listening audience, I want you to stay in touch with the Jackson family. Please continue to lift them up in prayer. We thank you for all of the things that you do, and we believe, God, for them to go higher in the Lord, that God would open doors and do things for them they never imagined because of the prayers of the righteous. Listen, we know a family that prays because we found that Pastor John Gray is home, and we give God the glory from near death to being totally healed and released from the house. This is the power of a praying family. So we encourage you to continue to pray. I want to say thank you again to our guests, to Jasmine, to Emmanuel, and to Anaya. And we're praying that all be well for her as she is resting up for her next event. We want you all to just be continually praying for this family. Thank you to our producer, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. And listen, we have announcements for you guys. Listen, if this is your birthday month, the month of July, which is almost closing out, we want you to know here at Just For You, we celebrate you. Maybe it's not your birthday. Maybe you've had a miracle birth, or maybe you've gotten a new home, or God has done something amazing for you. We want you to know here at Just For You, we celebrate you. On the other end of the spectrum, we recognize life isn't always easy. There are times when things happen and things just are out of control, and we need prayer. We want you to know here, and just for you, we are praying for you. We believe in God's hand of miracles and blessings, and I believe he has a blessing in store for you. We also want you to know there are times we're going to be in need. Please don't let your pride, your ability to feel like, I don't want anybody to know. Listen, older people often say a closed mouth will never get fed. Here in the St. Louis area, and this is a nationwide organization, if you are in need, you can contact United Way. United Way. United Way in St. Louis can be dialed at 211. You call them, you give them your scenario, and they will give you resources and lead you to paths that can help you in the area of your need. Also, there is Urban League St. Louis. Again, that's Urban League St. Louis. You can reach them at ulstl.org. I want you to know they have over 55 programs to service our communities. They are gaining in leaps and bounds in our area, not only to serve the community, but build for the community, that we all can have a better place to live, from banking to housing to various programs for our sons and our daughters. They have Save Our Sons, Save Our Sisters. They have various business entities. Listen, you want to get connected if you are in need and would like to learn more and develop in your personal growth. Also, we want you to know on July the 29th, we have a very big program coming up in the St. Louis area from the Center of Hope. It will be with Apostle Robert Flowers. He and his beautiful wife, Marletta Flowers, on July 29th from 7 p.m. to 9:30, and then again on Saturday from July 30th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. These are Central Standard Time. They will have programming entitled Growing in Your Discernment. This is an event program. You can look it up on Eventbrite for you to get more information. You can also contact Robert Flowers on Facebook for more information. We want you to know, as you know, with our Elation family, you can always count on Elation Radio for more word. I tell you, the word is growing in leaps and bounds. On Monday nights, you can also, I'm going to go through all of the announcements. On Monday nights, you can see and hear Pastors Donald and Michelle Wright with our Facebook Live. Kingdom Wisdom Weekly will be on at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on Elation Radio. We will have Wednesdays, the podcast, just for you with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. I also want you to know there are various podcasts under the Elation Radio. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Spotify, Blog Talk Radio, various digital platforms. Look under Elation Radio, and then you'll see those various podcasts. Also, I want you to know on Friday nights, meet us at the club. I said it, the club. I don't mean out in the world. I mean Clubhouse. You can meet the ladies of Elation on Clubhouse every Friday night, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll be happy for you to join us in the room. Also, we want you to know on this coming weekend, United Community Services will be hosting a Men on a Mission virtual event. For more information, you can reach out by leadingwright@gmail.com, leading like you're leading someone, right, like our last name, at gmail.com. Also, we want you to know the St. Louis County Library has some awesome stuff. We know about checking out books and being there for the computers, but they also have community events and programming. They are offering something to seniors now called Grand Pad. This is an opportunity for seniors to receive an iPad or a tablet to help connect them to technology. And for more information, you can reach them at slcl.org. That's slcl.org. Hey, did you know that the library also offers what they call flow kits? There are times when you may be out as a woman and something happens. Ladies, you know what I mean. And when that happens, you may or may not have that available. You can stop in at our local St. Louis County libraries or give them a call, and they will prepare a pack for you so that you may be able to have your flow kit on the go. Also, with the St. Louis County Library, in addition to that, they have wonderful books that you can check out. But hey, did you know they also have movies you can also check out? So please don't forget about your local libraries. They are an excellent resource to help us. Listen, if you have any community announcements you'd love for me to read, please send them to me via Facebook at Michelle Wright, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. I will be happy to receive those, your prayer requests, information or questions you have regarding this podcast, and would love to serve you. So thank you so much again for joining us on the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. Until next time, we pray that the Lord will bless you, keep you, keep your hand upon you, and continue to pray. If you didn't get anything else from this podcast, I want you to definitely support the Jackson family, but remember that a family that prays reaches the heart of God. Heaven hears your prayers. May God bless you. We're going to pray out now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for your will and your word. Have your divine will and way go forth in our lives. Forgive us all of our sins. And God, give us the heart to forgive others. We ask that you will save, heal, deliver, provide on today. Strengthen those that have lost a loved one, oh God, and be with them as they are going through their trials and their tribulations. Father, we just thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you will do. Continue to keep your hand upon Elation, our Elation Radio family. Continue to keep your hand over our visionary founder, Dr. Kenny Robinson. Continue to be with us all in the various components of our life. We need you like never before. Show up and show out and have your divine will and way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright with Just For You. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, O God.